82 AIT, next control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Jeff.
KC2YXN,
good evening,
Jeff.
KA2ZNZ. KA2VLA. XN, KA2ZNZ, are there any other check-ins?
N5AOW.
The station that came in before KA2VLA, could you repeat your call sign slowly, please? I didn't copy that person's call sign. It was like NYULA or something. I couldn't copy them. Could you try again?
November 5, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey.
November 5, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey. Okay, great, thanks. All right, we'll start at the top of the list. WA2U, John, good evening, what's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else, WA2U. Had a good day here over in Clay. Did some research for kitchen and other things at our other house. I must have got on e-cars this morning and the 72 Chew and what else? The nuts, bolts, and screws, and that, so it was a good day radio-wise. Propagation was decent, all up. Well, it's a new software under the Kenwood TS590F, so we got 1.08 in there now, so that's kind of neat. But not a lot going on, and the other repeater pops up. Hopefully Jack won't have to endure that, but we can't tell. It just comes up for no reason or whatever. So a little warmer today than it was yesterday, so it was a good day for that. We'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to everyone, WA to you.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for checking in there, and well, sounds like you had a busy day. Busier than me, anyway. All right, thanks, and all right, now we'll jump over there, the other side of the couch there, to Kathy. What's going on tonight?
Okay, Kathy will be back here in a minute or two, WA to you.
All right, well, we'll jump over to Jack then and see what he's up to. KA2ZNZ, Jack, what's up?
Well, I'm back on the beam here. I checked in on the Omni, but I did go over the beam. Yeah, if I move it just right, I can block out Rochester to a degree. But as John said, it's kind of a nuisance no matter what. And I agree, it did warm up some today. I did some more cleanup with the, I got fall cleaned me up this morning with the plow, but then I did around the cars and over to the front door and so on and so forth with the snowboard. And I had a follow-up dental appointment today, so it was a very exciting day, as you can tell. And what have we got? 28.8. And it is supposed to go above 32 tomorrow. At least down here. 7 degrees all around, KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, your signal sounds great. Sounds fine. Yeah, we had a warm-up here, too, today. It was in the 20s most of the day. I noticed when I went up to Rome there on the on 46, the road had melted nice, so the salt must have finally kicked in. All right. Well, thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. And we'll catch up with you later. And we'll step back and see if KC2YXN, Kathy's back.
KC2YXN here, Jack. Well, good evening. Yep, it's going to warm up. That's pretty strange. So, but we've got our share of snow. I hear it's going to be a white Christmas. So we've just been planning about stuff up north and getting that all set. And that's about it. KC2YXN, back to you. $73.
Okay, Kathy, yeah, I think you can bank on a white Christmas. White Christmas. I can't talk today. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and good luck there with the new place up there and you guys getting all settled in. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, that brings us to N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot, Jeff. N5AOW for ID. Just sitting here trying to get a few things odds and ends done and listening to activity on the rig. Nothing really to contribute a whole lot tonight, so back to you in 73 still all. N5AOW back to net control.
Okay, did you get a lot of snow up there the lake?
Oh, we got maybe about 4 inches more today, and I don't know, not as much as some of the other places got. I thought maybe going up to Old Ford, they would have had a whole lot more than what we do, but not really. It's about the same amount up there as we have. I think on the ground we probably have, I'd say maybe 14, 16 inches. That's with everything settled, so not a whole lot, but it's enough to make problems if you can't get around.
Roger that. That seems to be about the average for the area up there. All right. Well, stay warm tonight, and actually, it's like everybody's saying, it's supposed to warm up here tomorrow. Looks like they were even talking about maybe some rain. I don't know. We'll see. That wouldn't surprise me the way this this year's been going. All right, Bill. You have a good evening. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KA2VLA, Clint. What's going on tonight?
KZ2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we're just enjoying the cleaning the fresh patch of snow out every day. We run the snow roller 4 days. One time I could have shoveled it out, but it's fun to run the snow blower. Then I could have moved the neighborhood down the sidewalks and stuff. And telling a lot of stories. Doing Christmas decorations. Got the Christmas tree up, but now thrown with a hot set in. Gotta put some lights up tomorrow, so we'll be all fancy by the time of Christmas, which will be 1 week from today, I believe. It's going to come to pretty fast. I want to say 73. This is KU2VLA. We'll be clear.
Okay, Clint. Well, you're probably getting more mileage on that snowblower than you are on that new truck. Seems like every day there's a couple more inches of snow there on the ground, at least. But, well, alright. Thanks for checking in there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking. Well, for myself, I had to do a bit of DMV shopping here today. We're having a hard time getting this old sled register because it's been so long since I'd gone through a couple of owners and nobody kept the registration or the registration stubs and this and that, and you know, you think for a $200 sled they wouldn't give you such a hard time, but you know, one county DMV didn't want to do it and said it couldn't help you. And finally, anyway, I ended up down at the DMV down in Rome, and they were very nice, and they, you know, they worked with me, and they told me everything I should bring and everything, and I went down there, and they, you know, after a few forms and questions and whatnot, we got the thing registered, and so I'm kind of happy about that. They're bringing that up to camp. I just got to get myself a snowmobile trailer here. In fact, that's what I was doing here before the net. I was looking online to see if there's anything for sale local or used. If not, I'm looking at some new ones here, too, online, so maybe we'll get a snowmobile trailer here this week. Be ready to go. Head up there to camp and hopefully make snowshoeing a thing of the past, at least as far as getting into camp. I don't mind snowshoeing when I'm there, but I hate having to carry everything in and carry everything out with the snowshoes. All right, that's about it. I guess I gotta do some work tonight and start all over again tomorrow. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
N5AOW. And the only thing I could say, Jeff, is maybe when you get that snowmobile up there, sometimes you need a little trailer. Make something on skis to make it a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea, actually. Well, we're going to look around here. I need a trailer for more than just a snowmobile, you know what I mean? Kind of nice. Those things are kind of handy to have around when you're carrying, you know, firewood and anything else. You got to pick up something that, you know, you bought at the store that's too big. And, you know, or you want to move the lawnmower and some, you know, some other property, you know, beside your home. They come in handy. So we're going to be looking around for a bunch of different things. So thanks for the idea on that.
You know, it might work out good, too, is what I did with one of the ones I had around. An old boat trailer, and I made a deck on it, and I can put my golf cart on it in the summertime and take that places if I need to, and it also works good for the lawn tractor, so something to consider, because sometimes they get a little pricey on the snowmobile trailers, and you can pick up the older boat trailers, smaller ones, fairly reasonable.
Roger that. Thanks for the advice. I'll keep that in mind. I'm looking on Craigslist tonight, so maybe I'll put in a search there for boat trailers, too, and see what comes up. All I really want is any trailer that'll tilt. I'll be happy with it, because it's a really light sled. I just need to be able to tilt it down so I can get the thing on it. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2AIT. Well, Pete must be out in all his glory tonight snowmobiling. All right, this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Servicemen. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Servicemen. Return the frequency of regular MCU. So I'd like to thank John and Kathy for checking in, and along with Jack, Bill, and Clint. And I'll say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
K4DGO, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Afghan? Okay, Dennis, you ready to copy a piece of traffic? Please copy number 639, routine. KA2ZNZ 10. By the way, this is the Octane report for November. So it's 639 routine, KA2ZNZ 10, Liverpool, New York, December 1, going to Dennis, N2WBX break. November Octane report. Stations. 803. Traffic. 286. Let me make sure if that's right. Stations 803. Traffic 286. And sessions will be 30. 73 break mark, KB2KOJ, assistant net manager, Octane. End of the traffic. How'd you do, Dennis?
That's a copy. Thank you. N2WPX.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your support, Octane. Do appreciate it. Okay, are there any other stations for Octane with or without traffic? Final call for Octane.
And 5AOW.
Okay, that station calling, try again, please.
Do I have audio problem with this?
No, that's fine. I didn't get the call.
Okay, November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey.
Okay, N5AOW, gotcha. N November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. I think I got that right. Anyone else?
This is WA2U. Good evening, Mark.
WA2U, John. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octane? I think the link must be on here, so we're getting the stations here. I'll make one more call up here. Final call for Octane, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Are there any further stations before I go back to, I got to check another repeater. Any other stations? Okay, nothing else here. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll see 732 all. KB2KOJ is correct.